Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm very glad you're here. We got some good stuff for you straight ahead. Carolyn Reinbarger's back, ladies and gentlemen. Carolyn is a good member of our Brain Trust, the chief brainstormer at Strategic Guru, which is a marketing consulting firm. She and her organization help companies like yours and mine take our products and services to market and to get customers not only to do business with us, but to come back and do it again. And she's here to talk to us about how you and I can do that very thing. Carolyn Reinbarger, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Carolyn, before you got here, I was saying, you know, we're out of the recession. The recession's over. Even though for some people, and maybe on some particular day in any of our businesses, it might not feel like the recession's over. We're officially in the recovery, but Carolyn, I'm tired of talking about recovery. I'm ready to talk about expansion. What do you think?
I agree. I think that if you've made it this far, then it's time for you to start positioning your company to grow because we've hit the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and so it's got to go.
And we're coming off
there.
The bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm here today to talk about five specific strategies. These are a little bit more advanced marketing techniques for your audience, but they're definitely important for them to recover and to be able to grow their business again.
All right. Give us an example.
Okay. So let's talk first about how companies are having to retool marketing and sales processes. Yesterday, I think you talked about how a lot of companies put the brakes on their marketing. They didn't do anything for marketing.
There was a lot of that, wasn't there?
Yeah. So now,
unfortunately,
right.
But if it was part, and I want to make sure we don't want to be up on folks. I mean, if you're saying, okay, do I lay off a long-term employee? I mean, there were some hard decisions that had to be made.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if it's a question of keeping the lights on or continuing your marketing program, I mean, it's an easy choice.
Exactly.
So, yeah, no bashing here.
Yeah.
Just now that it's time to begin thinking about and implementing marketing again, it's time to be smart about it.
Let's get back in gear the right way.
Yeah. You know, before recession, business was flowing so easily that people could make a lot of marketing mistakes and not really pay all that much attention and still win. But that's not the case today. So number one in my list of strategies here is something called segmentation. And what this is talking about is finding the subset of prospects or even customers that are most likely to purchase whatever it is you're offering. That's extremely important. You know, you can't be everything to everyone anymore. Maybe you could do that before the recession, but not now. So within your database of prospects or the people you're mining, you need to determine what their compelling need is and who is most likely to experience that need.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so some of those, for example, might be improving cash flow, for example. That's always top of mind for business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Reducing expenses, still important today. Improving productivity. So, you know, whether you're selling a product or whether you're selling a service, you need to focus on what the need is and then segment your prospect and talk to them about that specific need. Does that make sense?
And find those people who not only want what you sell, but also want it the way you deliver it.
Right.
And are willing to pay the price that you need to charge to stay in business.
Exactly.
And see, that's the beauty, and this is really elemental for small businesses, Carolyn. And I've been talking about this till I'm blue in the face. The phone book is not a small business owner's prospect list.
No.
Because even if you sell tires or if you sell shoelaces or if you sell milk or buildings, I don't care what you sell, everybody who needs one of those things is not a prospect for you. Only as a small business owner, you talked about segments and then further sub-segments. I call it niches of niches.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to find just those people who think it's pretty darn cool to do business with you, and segment, identify those people as a segment, and then go after them with a vengeance,
yes,
rather than trying to conquer the world.
And even your own customer database can be mined in this very same way for additional sales. So, you know, if you have somebody that bought new tires from you, perhaps they have a child with a car that, you know, you could also reach out and say, hey, I'll give you a 10% discount if you buy tires on your car for your child.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second thing is personalization. And I want to be very clear what I mean by this, because there's lots of tools out there that can, you know, address a prospect by name.
Right.
I'm not talking about that. I'm really
It's a form letter, but on top it says, Dear Carolyn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, that's not what I mean here. I mean personalizing the message for that segment. We need to talk to them about their unique need, and we need mm-hmm. to understand who that target is and what style of communication they prefer.
And they've got lots of options these days, don't they?
They do. So you have to find the right channels to talk to that intended recipient. So, for example, your tire example, you know, that customer may not pay any attention to Facebook. You know, maybe they're you know, more our age, you know, these young middle-agers, let's call it.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook may be meaningless. So even though small businesses are hearing, you know, social media, Facebook, Twitter, it may not apply to you. So choose a communication channel that's personalized to this target market and their need. And the third thing real quick is testing, which is often skipped. You know, a lot of small businesses roll out a big marketing campaign
mm-hmm.
and then sit back and go, oh, it didn't work.
Right.
See, you know, I tried that.
How do they implement testing?
Well, they need to conduct multiple marketing messages at the same time. So split your list in a couple different ways and try two different messages and then compare the two of them, or two different offers and compare the two of them. If you're a tire store and you want to offer them, you want to get them back in for a realignment of tires, which gives you an opportunity to sell them something, then tell somebody that, you know, they can get a free tire alignment and you'll come and pick up their car and
right.
take care of it while they're at work.
Mm-hmm.
And the other offer might be, come in at 7 o'clock, we'll have you out the door by 8 o'clock.
Or how about give us your email, and we'll notify you in 90 days that you need to come in and rotate your tires.
Right, now that's personalized.
See, exactly.
That's great.
Yeah.
Right.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Carolyn Reinbarger. Folks, these are some low-cost, low-impact, high-quality marketing tips that Carolyn's got for us. We'll be right back. It's 20 after. Here's Chicago to take us out. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. And if you've got time while you're there, subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon for free by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Lots of good stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com for your startup business, your growing business, whatever you got going on. We got something that'll help you there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Carolyn Reinbarger is a member of our Brain Trust. She's chief brainstormer and strategic guru, and it's a marketing consulting firm that helps companies like yours and mine take our products and services to market. Carolyn, tell us how we can find you online.
You can find us at strategicguru.com.
And what will we find when we get there?
Oh, you can sign up for our e-newsletter, which is chock full of information and tips. We have a ton of articles and blog posts. All you have to do is search on our site on a particular topic, and you'll have a ton of things to look at. You can follow us on Twitter at Strategic Guru and receive all the latest tips, and also be a fan on our Facebook.
All right, so check all that out, folks. Carolyn, you were telling us about five tips that would help us get our business growing and jump started into this expansion, and review the first three that you gave us, then let's talk about the rest of them.
Okay, so we talked about segmentation. That's finding the most likely people that will buy.
Mm-hmm.
Personalization, and that's crafting a unique message to that audience.
Mm-hmm.
And testing, which means to try a couple of different offers. Don't give up on just one thing.
Right.
You got to be ready to replace your marketing message quickly. Okay, so the other two things I wanted to talk about was...
And the good news is, so far, none of the stuff we're talking about now, everything you're talking about can be done with very little expense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're not talking about big money here. We're talking about using the tools you're already using.
In fact, the testing is a way to save money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to do testing if you're doing email broadcast marketing.
Right.
You know, because you get immediate results that way.
Mm-hmm. So,
but even if you're doing, you know, a Valpak or some kind of mailer thing, you can try one offer 1 month and one offer the next month and then compare the two.
Well, or send out two different programs at the same time if you want to.
Which
one, make sure that you know, you can identify them, but you can see which one gets the best response.
Right, exactly.
So,
because no matter what worked in the past, things change. People change, and you need to change with them.
That is one thing I wanted to ask you. How much has marketing changed? Has marketing been impacted in any significant way in, say, the last 2 years?
Oh, hugely impacted.
What's an example?
Well, for one thing, social media. I mean, the spawn of social media and the ease of tools that are technology-based tools has changed significantly. And I think the biggest change for small business is that it gives them free tools, but that doesn't mean that they have the ability to make those tools work for them successfully. Just because you have a tool and it's cheap doesn't mean you should use it. So, for example, you can buy a little webcam and make a video and post it up on your site or on YouTube.
Right.
Should you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It depends on who your target market
is and
what the message is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's huge. And, of course, a huge pullback in advertising. You know, people just don't have the funds anymore if it's not delivering sales. So that's a big change.
Well, but the thing is, though, is advertising, this is one of the things that I try to remind people about. With all the social media stuff and all the email stuff and all the other stuff, people have to realize is advertising is not going to go away.
No.
But now you've got other options, other tools, and to me, the best campaigns that I've ever seen and the most successful ones I've ever seen have had multiple channels.
You're stealing my thunder.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll shut up now. All right, so you take it from there, Carolyn.
That's exactly a number four in the strategy is multi-channel campaigns. And what we're talking about is maybe some of the listeners out there remember the concept of the media mix.
Yeah.
You know, when you're buying advertising and you mix different channels in your marketing. Well, today, the number of channels has just exploded with the growth of electronic and social media. So the most successful campaigns focus on delivering the message over a variety of channels. So that could involve advertising, email broadcast.
Lots of radio. Lots of radio.
Lots and lots of radio.
So, Carol, how about this? How about if I run an ad campaign on radio and then maybe even in the newspaper and it says that I've got this product available, whatever it may be, and then the day that hits, or maybe the day after it hits, during that campaign, I send the people that I've been, you know, my regular customers, I send them a note and say something like, perhaps you've seen our ads recently. Well, that's for people who don't know us. You know us. And if you'll come in, you know, you're going to get this, we're going to give you this special offer or whatever. And that makes them feel special, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that's called building a relationship.
I hope that wasn't number five.
No.
but quickly, I got 30 seconds. Number five.
Number five is event-triggered marketing. So what we're talking about is reacting to what your prospect does in response to your communication with them.
Mm-hmm.
So if they click a link on an email broadcast mm-hmm. and see they're interested in that, then do some follow-on marketing
and
talk to them about that.
Hey, Carolyn, give us a website one more time, please.
StrategicGuru.com. Blassingame.com.
Good job today. Will you come back real soon?
I will.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You,
Carolyn Reinbarger, ladies and gentlemen. Check out her stuff. She's got a lot of good stuff there that will help you. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.